Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Orange Juice News and Notes from around the world of insoles. I am your co-host, Owen, and with us we have my lovely sister, Mallory. How are you, Mal?
Good. I also wanted to say, like, hello, Orange Insoles listeners, but, like, have a better name, like Juice Heads or something fun. We need to think of that at some point.
Much agreed. I've used Orange Nation in the past. Orange Heads could be one. Foot Fanatics is another that comes to mind just off the dome. But yes, welcome back. This is our, I think, first official episode of 2026. We did one right before New Year's talking about goal setting. So if you are still in that goal setting mode, we absolutely encourage you to go back and listen to the episode prior. But we do have a special episode today, really focusing on low impact workouts or activities that you can do that ultimately are foot friendly. So there are several reasons why you might opt towards a low impact activity opposed to what we consider like a high impact activity, which we'll get more into. But the bottom line is we want to give you a few ideas of how to incorporate one of many different low impact activities if you do feel like it's the right fit for you and where you're at in your routine, in your week, or just your overall journey. So before we get into it, though, I need to give a very special shout out. So Marsha and Tom, owners of the company, and Mallory all attended Indiana University and have been loyal football fans. And special shout out to them. I know if Marsha was on, she'd want to give them, the football team, congrats on winning the Rose Bowl against Alabama in a dominant fashion, and a good luck to them coming up in their next playoff game. So, Mallory, did you do anything special for that, or what did you do?
It was hard because I was a bit hungover being New Year's Day, but I did make it out to the bar for the second half, which was more entertaining anyway. So it's a good time. I got to go out and watch the game.
Awesome. Well, shout out to the IU football team. Tom, actually, I can't believe I didn't even mention this yet. Maybe we have in other podcasts, but he played on the team too. He had a scholarship and chose Indiana and went there and so on and so forth. So very special for that to happen. So congratulations. But transitioning a little bit back towards why like low impact or foot friendly workouts might be beneficial or useful for you. A lot of the times it could be because you are nursing a specific injury or something like that, where if you are doing more traditional high impact activities like running or like playing sports or basketball or whatever it may be, it's going to be sometimes too much on your body. And while rest is kind of the common recommendation, like, hey, take it easy while your injury heals, whether that's your general foot pain, or maybe you're treating plantar fasciitis or have a sore Achilles or some ankle instability or knee pain or even your hips or back hurt, you're generally resting to help yourself feel better. But you can't rest forever, right? And sometimes rest isn't the only answer. Total inactivity can lead to stiffness and could potentially even make whatever injury you're treating a little bit worse. So with that, a fantastic way to still exercise, so maintain cardiovascular health and still get that, you know, mental health bump from when you do have a workout and get your body moving, and also to improve your strength and flexibility and ultimately treat that injury, these foot-friendly workouts really are a great tool. So Mallory, I know you, when we were preparing for the episode, had mentioned that you had treated some injuries in the past and used kind of more of these low impact workouts for that. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I had a hamstring tear, and it was really important for my healing, especially because I enjoy flexibility training and things like that. I couldn't just like not move it at all, or else I would risk regressing a lot. It was also important for me to try to stretch and move as much as possible to stay even, because a great example is like we do that like low lunge to half split a lot to warm up our hamstrings. And if I was just doing my good leg to stretch out, it would start creating some unevenness in like my hips and things like that, which would lead to lower back pain and other injuries. So it is really important that if we are injured, we're still moving just to, you know, maintain our strength, maintain our flexibility to the best of our ability. It helps us heal so we don't get super stiff. And then it also helps prevent us creating imbalances in our body that leads to more injuries and, you know, a never-ending cycle at that point. So it's really important we move within reason, obviously. This isn't an excuse to go work out while injured, but to still move within reason is really important.
Absolutely. And for me personally, some of my favorite workouts are low impact workouts. And it is because they're just easier on the body, generally speaking. And it's something that you can kind of move into and move out of relatively quickly. And usually, you can kind of start with where you're at with these activities as well. So with that, let's hop into some low impact workouts that people can hop into.
Yeah, first off is cycling. Cycling has a lot of amazing benefits. But as far as this goes, it's great low impact cardio. It can avoid pressure on the heels or balls of the feet if you're dealing with pain or injury there. Another great thing about cycling, year round, you can do it indoors, you can do it outdoors. There's also so many amazing cycling groups, cycling classes. So, it's another thing that you can do in community or solo. It's really like customizable to what you kind of like to do for workouts. It's also great for strengthening your legs and improving circulation. So again, if you're recovering from an injury, you can still have a lot of health benefits. Pretty much keep resistance moderate to avoid Achilles strain. So, we're not necessarily biking up the hilliest route we can find. We want to keep it still low impact. But it's just really customizable to how you kind of like to work out while having a lot of benefits. Even in your day-to-day routine, even if you're not injured, it can be really great to include on like an active rest day.
Yeah, 100%. I lean on the Peloton and cycling probably a little too much, but the way I look at it is whether it's this or one of these other activities we're going to talk about or a high impact activity, it's better to get your heart rate up and do something opposed to nothing. So that's why as we talk about these, hopefully you find one or even a couple that you really like and can gravitate to and incorporate into your routine. Or even just use it as maybe a method to exercising your body more because these low impact activities are a little bit easier for those who are looking to get started as well. So stop me if you've heard this before. You probably have. How about swimming? What an awesome workout. Total body workout with zero pressure on your feet or really your joints on your in your body in general. When we went to our cousin's wedding, Mallory, in Nashville earlier this year, they had a pool in the backyard and I just started swimming some laps and all right, I'm not in the best cardio shape, but after several laps, I'm like, oh wow, I'm really moving out here and just swimming and even just treading water in general is such a great workout. It really is going to help improve your flexibility and overall strength and cardio. Especially around your ankles though, if you're looking for improved ankle mobility and that sort of thing, just the way you have to work your feet to tread water, it really is fantastic for something like that. And being a family podcast, we got to overshare a little bit. Growing up, we had a swimming pool. Actually, at both of our homes, we had a swimming pool. So we have so many fun stories too of the backyard and slightly higher impact activity would be maybe some diving, but diving is also a fun one, or just trying to see what types of obscure items you can clear while jumping off the diving board, right, Mallory?
Definitely. I was gonna say, so far we're just describing my childhood summer, cycling and swimming. It was so fun. And I would be exhausted by the end of those afternoons, when you'd have all your friends over. I'm like, wow, we just, between all the games and running around, you just exhaust yourself completely.
And even my, so we have a swimming pool membership for the summertime. And when I take my daughter to the pool, you know, she is just exhausted afterwards, for better, right? But she really kind of gets out in the sun and works her body. And yeah, it is fantastic. So we are huge swimming advocates on this podcast.
Definitely. Another great one, which is actually something when I was starting working out was I really love to do, which is rowing. As far as being low impact for our feet, it does keep your feet unweighted, which is great if you're having issues there. Rowing will help strengthen your legs, core, and back. It's also can be really great cardio if you're cranking it. That's why I really like it. I am not a big cardio person, and it's one of the few things I really enjoy doing for some reason. And then it's, yeah, so like I said, unweighted in the feet, which makes it really great if you're suffering from like heel pain or plantar fasciitis. Well, again, still getting those benefits for your legs, core, and back, and heart. Important muscle.
And there are in-home rowing machines that I don't want to say they're like cheap, but it is achievable to have some sort of rowing machine in-home. But if you don't, really most like standard gyms are going to have a rowing machine or some version of it.
Yeah. Or go join a row team. I don't even know if that's possible. That's like real intense workout.
Well, yeah. Or get a canoe, right? And put it in the water and just go paddle around for a little bit. Like that's another very, wow, we're such losers. We didn't even like talk about the actual like rowing. We're just more focused on the machine. Shout out to rowers. What you do is pretty awesome, and I'm sure it's way better when you're actually in the water, so we'll give you your credit. Moving on though, one effective workout that is low impact, especially for your feet, that you might not think of, is chair workouts, or in other words, like a workout that you can do literally just sitting in a chair. There's all sorts of different ones. I mean, obviously you could do like an upper body weight routine with like dumbbells and whatnot, but even core workouts, and there are some cardio workouts as well if you really do just need to stay off your feet. I think of there's like that game that it's quote unquote viral. It's on like Instagram where it's like a punching ball and it like attaches to your head. You like sit there and just like punch it. But like I basically picture that, something like that you could totally do. But also just go on YouTube and literally search like seated workouts or chair workouts, and you're going to find anything and everything that, you'd ever hope for, but perfect for beginners or anyone really in recovery mode.
Yeah, it also is really great if you are aging or have any kind of mobility issues or disabilities. That's a really great, you know, time to use chair. It can honestly really help your mobility and give you some quality of life back too. So if you're really someone who has like no start on exercise, it's a really, really great place to start, especially, yeah, again, if you have those mobility issues. Another great one, which we've talked about on the podcast before, is Pilates. It is core strength and stability, along with active flexibility and a billion other things. But it's often done barefoot or with minimal foot pressure. And I will say, though, I would probably recommend like mat Pilates over maybe like a reformer or chair class. Especially just to start generally with Pilates, mat classes can be a little bit more approachable. But some of the stuff you do on the reformer is a little bit more on the feet versus mat Pilates. A lot of it is on like in like that tabletop hands and knees position or on your back. So it definitely is taking a lot more pressure off your feet. But you can really build balance, alignment, which can help with those if you do have alignment issues that are causing you pain. But yeah, you will increase your strength, you'll increase your active flexibility. Core strength is huge. So yeah, mat Pilates, regular Pilates, if it doesn't bother your injuries, can be really great lower impact ways to work out and incorporate into your routine. Have you tried Pilates, Owen? Have we gotten you in yet? I don't remember.
You have not gotten me in. I don't know what it is. And I know it's The machines kind of scare me that you guys are. It's just like a whole contraption. My wife went recently though with you guys for the first time and said it really was not as difficult as you would expect. And shout out to Teak, the trainer, the instructor at the studio. Right, he does a really good job with beginners, is my understanding. But no, I haven't. And I also this next one haven't done a ton of either, which is yoga. In this case, we'd look at some sort of modified yoga, because sometimes there can be certain poses where there is a lot of pressure or weight on your forefoot or even heels. So making sure you're conscious of what poses you're doing and modifying them as needed. But overall, yoga is a great tool to increase flexibility, promote joint health, and just focus on slow, intentional movement. And it really is easier on, sore feet, especially. Like, you don't have, again, you don't have to do those certain poses that you are going to put pressure on your feet. So yoga is a great one, and also it's just fantastic for some overall mindfulness as well.
Yeah, I will say from experience, most yoga teachers will ask you in the beginning of class if anyone has injuries and if you know how to modify for it. And if you don't, they will help you. If that's not something you feel comfortable saying in front of the class, approach them before class and let them know. They will be happy to help you. And again, from experience, most classes offer these modifications anyway. So if you get real shy, you should be able to kind of figure out how to switch it up. And then, like, last little thing too is yoga is very diverse. There's a lot of kinds of yoga. So maybe don't go to like a high energy power vinyasa class versus like a more beginner, slow, gentle yoga. You know, pick wisely. But yeah, yoga is a really great, great for this kind of thing, especially if find like a teacher who can help you. Another good one is strength training, which you might be like, no, girl, that hurts. But modified again, lifting lighter weights or using resistance bands, especially for like upper body and core workouts, can be very helpful. And then Owen kind of mentioned this earlier, but you don't have to stand, sit down, do your biceps, do your shoulder presses, sitting, take that pressure off your feet. And actually a lot of the time it can help you isolate your muscle a bit more because you're not, overcompensating in other areas or swinging and doing things like that. So actually a lot of times seated can, yeah, help you target your muscles a little bit better and be more helpful for your weightlifting. So just modify it. And like we said earlier, if you're really dealing with injury and things, keeping your strength is so important because that can lead to more injuries down the line if our muscles are weakening and we come back too hard. So maintaining as much strength as possible, key.
Well said. And last one, there are kind of many levels to this, but on the most basic level, water walking is a fantastic exercise, especially useful for older adults or those that are really just easing back into movement in general. It helps maintain mobility and strength as much as possible. And the idea is it's going to combine gentle resistance with buoyancy from the water. So you're not going to feel the full pressure or the full weight of your body. And that's ultimately just going to protect your joints and muscles from excessive use and whatnot. So a great way to get your body moving and just a general, like, almost like a flexibility and mobility tool and workout. And, you know, I'm sure if you do it long enough as well that they're absolutely, there's resistance involved too. Some places actually have like, little jets that like shoot water out at you and then you walk up, like against the jets and whatnot. I did something like that more at like a physical therapy is where you might see something like that, but, yeah, a great cardio benefit as well from something like that, as you do it for, a longer period of time.
I have a friend my age who said she's been going to the water aerobics classes at our gym. And she would say it is her and mostly older women, but that they have the best time and just laugh and like have so much fun. And it might be a little less of a workout and more of a fun time in the pool, but like she loves it. So I think it's really cool.
That's funny you say that because my wife Ashley's grandma belongs to the aquatic center and does water aerobics, and She is about as proud of the Holland Aquatic Center as she is anything. So we went up there one day. She gave us a and it is very nice. She gave us a tour and all that good stuff. But yeah, she loves water aerobics. She has many friends from taking the classes as well. So don't overlook that as well.
Yeah, it seems like it's a community. Switching gears a little bit, this is the Orange Insoles podcast. So just a reminder, even low-impact activities still require some alignment and support. So grab your Orange Insoles while you head over to these low-impact workouts for a lot of reasons, kind of like we mentioned before. You know, without that arch and heel support, you can start to compensate in your other joints, leading to more knee, hip, and back pain and other issues. It also, I mean, if you're dealing with plantar fasciitis and things and that pain is preventing you from working out, Orange Insoles could be a solution to that pain. So, you know, starting to actually treat your injury and treat the cause is a really important step in this as well, not just trying to, you know, work through it. Orange Insoles can help you maintain proper biomechanics. You know, we've talked a lot about that chain. Everything is connected. So if one thing's out of line, can really affect everything else. So we really want to make sure you're in proper alignment in your day-to-day. So it's not even just workouts, and you're, you know, running around between errands and family and work. You know, it's really important to always stay supported. So it's really for everyone. It's really for all the time. And yeah, so just a reminder to include Orange Insoles in that sport and alignment. Really important.
So well said. When I worked at Playmakers, the shoe store that we talked about a lot on this podcast, one of the things that people would focus on is like, hey, I want to get back into running, or I'm running right now and I have this injury or whatever it may be. But they really just focus on like their running shoes. It's like, okay, well, what do you do for work? And they're like, oh, I'm a warehouse manager and I take over 10,000 steps per day at the warehouse. And I also lift boxes and do all this stuff too. But they don't even consider how that might be impacting like their, I guess what I would say is like other activities or goals and things that they have going on. So just taking a step back and thinking about, hey, like what activities am I doing? Whether that's a high impact activity, low impact activity or whatever. And then what else do I have going on in my life? And are my shoes properly supporting me, or could I maybe benefit from having some extra support in a strong foundation from the ground up? So it's just one of those things that is such a useful tool and often overlooked when people are so focused on like their activity and what's going on in that activity. When like Mallory said, there's all sorts of different things going on throughout a day, throughout a week, throughout a month, throughout a year that you might want to account for as well. So with that said, we hope you guys were able to get some good ideas on some low impact workouts or activities that you can try out in the new year. Whether that is just something for like more of a rest or recovery day, but you still want to get your heart rate up, or if you are nursing an injury or just looking to get back into fitness in general. Hope everything that we talked about was of use, and we highly recommend you try at least one of these workouts coming up. Give it a shot, see what you think, and we are going to guess that at least one of these would be a workout that you like and could incorporate into your routine. So happy new year. Best of luck with those new year's goals. Just remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So building small, sustainable habits now really will pay off at the end of the year, and you'll be able to look back and be very proud of yourself on all that you've accomplished. So thanks so much for listening. Mal, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll catch you on next week's episode.